KEN0GR.
KE6KEN. Hello there, Tom.
I just wanted to tell you, as soon as you left, I looked at the QRZ, and the whole screen is saturated with CW operators. I think they're all doing that sprint.
How cool is that? Well, that was an amazing time. Thanks for showing me around there today. I sure do appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, sir. I'll hold you. I know you probably got to call some people and that, and check in with your war department, the wife. But come back anytime, Ken. This is N0TR.
Well, yeah, but I can't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time, so it's probably just dangerous. You take care, and be in touch soon, okay? Thank you. This is KE6KEN.
ETR, KF4NXY.
XY, N0TR. Hi, David. Long time no hear.
I haven't been on here, I don't think, the same times a day that you have. And anyway, happy to hear you in there. How you doing on this hot, hot afternoon?
Great time, Ken, KE6KEN. And he just getting some ideas on how to start his station and wanted to look at some of my wire antennas. And, we just had a great time and did a little bit of operating, but not very much. But I'm staying out of that heat. It's just too dang hot for us old fellas.
Yeah, we had a little thing at the church, and good thing the air conditioning was working, and we were kind of in the basement part, kitchen area, so kind of kept it cool and had a little lunch thing, played bingo, and come back out, got in the car, come home, and in the air conditioning again, and got the fans going.
Good size fan I built back in 1984, and it's still running. It's over here behind us. It's a little noisy, but keeps the basement nice, and it says on my weather station, and it's a little high. Around 78 degrees a year. That's just fine by us. My wife's sitting over there with a cover on her in the rocking chair.
Some people's different. I like it pretty cold, and the wife will be shivering. funny how that works out. But anyway, I've been in South Carolina all my life, and still, sometimes in the summertime, I grew up down around Columbia, and one thing is, it may be 95 here, but it's just, a lot of times it'll be 105 down there, and it's just unbearable.
Well, the wife and I went on one of those $99 things to Las Vegas. We only spent $100 several days that we were out there, but and we didn't get invited back for some reason. I think it's because we were cheap. And, so every now and then I'll look at the temperature here, and then I go over and look at Las Vegas. All this week it's been up around 118 degrees during the daytime. I just say thank you, Lord.
I feel sorry for the people around Houston. The hurricane comes through and does all that damage, and then your power goes out, and it's 90-95 degrees and no air conditioning, and Lord, it's, I do feel for them.
And that's why 2 years after we moved here, we put in a Generac, and it's a whole house one. And thanks to a good friend of mine helped me with it, and or did it. And I put one in for my brother-in-law by myself with my wife and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law out on the farm in Wichita, and he's still running to this day. And some guy was out there and did a regular service on it the other day, because my nephew still owns it and he's well off, so he just had somebody take care of it. He said, you're going to have to replace this one day. And he says, well, my uncle put that service in. Oh, he said, there's nothing wrong with that. He said, that's one of the nicest one I ever seen. But he said, the generator's about wore out. And I told Mike to get the hours on it and call me back. I think it's good for 30 years. That's a lot of malarkey. It's an alternator, and it's not like the old generators with brushes in it. And they'll last 30 years or longer. And so they were just trying to get him to renew it because they knew he was well off, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean about some stuff like that. The wife bought a Hewlett-Packard printer back when that kind of stuff was extremely expensive, and then she kind of got a, you know, kind of itch to get something newer. And that one never did die. We gave it away to somebody, and at last I heard they were still using it. So, yeah, you know, some of the stuff built years and years ago is still struggling along. I had a friend of mine. He's a ham operator, and Robbie Edens. I sent a old stereo to him that was the family stereo I grew up with back in the old late 50s, early 60s. Anyway, I don't know how many hours he spent on that thing and probably had to replace everything but the box had come in, but he's got it fixed, and I'm looking forward to getting it back and putting a record on that thing and listening to some of my mom's records on that old record player.
Yeah, that's nice. My mom and dad had a Edison. They had those records on them that were about a quarter inch thick, and she finally sold it, and I'm sure it would be worth quite a bit now, but you never know. It depends on the model and this and that. Those records were 78 RPM and a quarter inch thick.
I don't recall, but that's funny. Like I said, I grew up with this record player, and I don't even remember the name brand on it, but, you know, I remember what it looked like, and to think heavy, I do remember that. But anyway, Robbie's got it fixed, and he lives over, I think, around Inman somewhere, so he's my pastor's father-in-law, so he's going to send it back by the you know, their daughter back to my pastor, and then that's how I'm going to pick the record player back up and get it back here to the house. And my mom's got some old Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass albums. I'm going to put one of them on and just sit back and chill.
I'll tell you, Tijuana Brass was a pretty pleasurable album to listen to. I remember that one. Good listening music. We listened to streaming sound off of the Spectrum TV here now and then, but I go over to the older Western music on it, and well, it's not Western either. I guess you'd just call it rock and roll from our days, but it's really, you know, interesting to listen to, and just listen to it in the background. And then there's an easy listening station on Sirius Radio when we're going down the road. And if I get tired of listening to 60s on 6, well, I'll change it over to that station, and it's just... Oh, my kids call it elevator music, but I like it real well when you're just driving along. You don't want to hear any voices.
Hey, there a second. See if somebody want to jump in. Yeah, if I remember correctly, one of your children a music major or played a violin or something?
I'm a French horn player, and like her dad, that's what I play. And she just didn't want anything to do with it later on, and went into business, and then went into polymer engineering or plastics engineering. And then the oldest daughter, she plays currently with quite a few groups, but one of them's Michigan Philharmonic up in Michigan around the Detroit area. And she's a professional.
It's, that's the one I was thinking about. I remember you talking about a little bit. My mom had some musical abilities. I mean, you know, she could really sing. And uncles and aunts could play different instruments. And but that gene seemed to have passed me by. I can't carry a tune in a bucket or pick a guitar or anything along them lines. But I do enjoy listening to different kinds of music.
Makes life wonderful, music does. And, you know, there's so many different varieties of it, David. Well, I'm getting hoarse and I need to run down the hall, and so I'll let you go, and I'll say 73's and great to hear you this afternoon. This is N0GR Clear.
Yeah, I'm looking over at Marie, and her eyelids have got heavy, and she's about to nod off, so I need to get up and get her motivated and find something to do this afternoon. You have a good one, and I enjoyed talking with you, KF4NXY.
Yeah, Bernice is nodded off over here in the rocking chair. But I'm going to turn on the news here after I go down the hall. See you, Dave, in 0TR Clear.
XY. Hello, sir. KA3JCA wanted to say hello to you and Maria. Marie.
I thought I heard you on the other day. I think you were trying to get a hold of Chandler, let him know his vanity call would come in.
True. I got on there yesterday and was on there for a brief minute, and I talked to Shane. I did talk to Chandler eventually in the day, but yeah, he got a new vanity call sign, Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November, which is, his first name's Chandler, and he goes by Chan, C-H-A-N, and he found that call sign, and it was available, so that's what he applied for and got. And then I talked to Shane this morning, and I talked to Patrick this morning. So my health's been up and down. I was in the emergency room about a week ago and back home again. So I'm just trying to get better.
I know what you mean about the health issues. I had some back surgery done a while back, and I have some good days, bad days, and some days it, you know, just not good at all, and some days that are really good. So just don't know till, thankfully, you know, every day I'm still getting up out of bed, and I'm still breathing, and on this side the dirt, as a lot of them tell me.
Sally right there. Yeah, my wife had a question, but Sally's doing good, Ashley's doing good, so both the girls are doing wonderful, and all three of my puppies are doing good, and one of them just celebrated his seventh year anniversary or birthday this past Monday, and, or actually Sunday, and so other than that, we're doing good. And I did ask about you guys the other day. I was talking to somebody and asked if they had heard you and Maria on the radio, and they had said they heard you occasionally, so I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you today. I'll let you go tend to Marie there, and please let her know that you guys are in our prayers, and we'll stay in touch, sir. KA3JCA.
You're definitely in our prayers too, and hope things, you know, go well for you. And it has been a good while since we talked to you, so Have a good afternoon, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
73KA3JCX.